My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we recap where we've been with Davin's scammers, Flory and Agnes. Then we move on, and that would be getting ready for the big phone call between Agnes and Davin. So listen and enjoy.
Where we last left off with the scammers was Flory, my first love, was back.
Unbelievable.
Flory was back.
Memory of a sieve, this one.
She was more pushy than ever, which pissed
Holy
off
shit,
pissed
yeah.
off Joe. Joe was upset by it.
Did not like her attitude.
Joe thought I could do better.
You know? That's a friend.
And then it was very interesting to compare and the contrast of the Agnes, where Agnes was more like a real person.
Yeah.
And Flory was more like a want machine.
Well, I think Flory is working on her own, and Agnes has got a good team together.
Well, Flory, her story was, to remind everybody, that she'd been locked away in prison because the boy, her friend's boy was left with her. The boy's name was Harrison, was left with her, and woke up vomiting and all. They took him to the hospital, dead, food poisoning, blaming Flory. Now everybody wants Flory dead. She needs to come to here to the United States to be with her mother in Georgia, who left her behind. Bandits stole her computer.
Bandits.
Bandits. A bandit turned it down. So while I'm at it, as long as I'm going to pay for airfare, how about I throw in for a cell phone and a computer? She had her eye on a nice BlackBerry for $200 at the mall.
All of this is going on,
yeah.
And she's worried about a cell phone and a computer.
I know. She wants to talk to me more.
She wants to talk to me. I advised her to go to the embassy, because she's a U.S. citizen, of course.
Oh, of course. Of course she is. But this just floors me, Flory. Floors me.
I should
That she's been gone for all this while, she comes back with this fecacta story? This is the best she could do?
Well, because remember, this is from about a month or so ago.
Yeah, I know.
So it is right before the holidays.
Yeah. So what, she went into payday for Christmas or whatever?
Well, no. Well, my friend told me who when we get all of our Skype in order, which hopefully will be next week.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we're going to call her next week, but we will call her. She scams a lot of guys. She baits them and everything. Scammer. She's not
a scammer. Scammer.
Right. So she's helped me through this. So she's like, well, it does get busy this time of year. Black Friday has a whole different connotation.
But wait a second. Why does it get busier this time of year? Is it because they're looking for money for Christmas? Is that specifically
it? Yes. They're dreaming of a sucker Christmas. So, and then, of course, we have Agnes, where this is the post-coitus. Because remember, for a while ago, I almost consummated the relationship. Much like a Pip Healing sexual experience, it was not all it was meant to be.
No, it certainly was not.
I too did not get coffee. There was no cream in my sugar either.
I just wanted a coffee.
But Pip Helix was very excited.
So I was. How shameful is this? I'm like, make her talk sex with you. This is pathetic.
It's all right.
But it was funny.
It certainly was.
He takes requests.
I know.
I'm like the crappiest jukebox ever.
She apparently does not, because as I remember, she was just like, done.
Was not all I was hoping.
Yeah.
But it was very entertaining.
It was. But it was sort of like coitus interruptus, as I remember. It was so close. She's such a cock tease.
Coitus cut her office.
Yeah.
I think that was Bobbitt, but all right, Joe.
Bobbitt. Yeah.
So let's pick up where we were. I have to explain why I'm on fucking Facebook at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But whatever. Why don't you give me your number so that I can call you tomorrow? I go, I can when I get to the hotel, but that will be a little late your time. Oh, babe, wish we could talk, she says. We will. I go, do you want me to give you the hotel number tomorrow evening? I will only be there for a day, then another hotel on Saturday. She goes, foreign calls are expensive, and you know your doll won't be able to afford. You can give me your number, and I will flash your number so that you see my number and call.
What does that mean?
I think it means so it comes up on the caller ID.
Oh, okay.
Or there's going to be tits on the phone.
I was wondering. I was like, you could do
look
that?
Look at Joe. Joe just had a little bit of drool.
He said tits.
It's like he can do
I said phone.
That's the part I was responding to.
I go, I don't have caller ID at the hotel. I assume I don't. Just give it to me tomorrow or later today. I'll call you early afternoon on Saturday. It'll be so nice to hear your voice. Mm. It really will.
Yeah, finally.
So she'll give me the number. She's asked me what I think about the divorce situation. I'm like, as far as what? She's like, my concern. I mean, will I have money or be broke after this is over?
She just wants to know, was this all this bullshit?
Well, that's what I'm asking. She goes, no, babe. I mean, is it going your way?
Oh.
Smooth. I go, I think I hired the right lawyer. I think she's doing well. I think the judge is empathetic to me. I spend little time in the courtroom. My friend Chip, remember Chip?
Yes.
Who I confided in. Now sits on my wife's side of the courtroom. She invited him to the house last night for dinner. I was glad I was performing for a senator and not home.
Oh.
I actually was performing for a senator.
Oh, what were you performing?
Fellatio.
I didn't know you knew Italian music.
I was performing for a New Jersey state senator.
Oh.
I perform for all the muckety mucks and the biggity wigs. She goes, babe, I pray everything goes your way. Did you tell the lawyer about us?
Yeah.
I go, I did not tell her just how serious we are, but I did tell her I was talking to somebody and I cared about. Why do you ask? She goes, just don't want her to stop being your lawyer just like the other one.
Oh.
This one has the notes.
Wow, yeah, this one is on top of things.
I go, I learned my, except for me, not for very long. I go, I learned my lesson. She knows we were talking while my marriage was not in tatters. She's fighting to hide it from the court. So far, so good. I think losing the other attorney might have been the best thing. This attorney is smart and a fighter. I feel good about my chances with her. I just feel crummy in general.
Mm.
She knows I was your friend when you guys were married? Question mark. Still am married, technically.
Yeah.
Rosa mentioned to her that I had a girlfriend. I downplayed it, but I had to say something.
Uh-oh.
That was actually a good question. I really had a fucking scramble.
Yeah, yeah.
One's on the ball. Bring back Flory. Want, need, now, please.
Yeah, it's much easier to handle.
It certainly is.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.